Recently, Southeast Commercial and Sport fishermen were shocked by severe reductions in halibut catch limits for next year. As KDLG's Mike Mason reports, the International Pacific Halibut Commission will expand their research efforts on the groundfish if a series of proposals are approved by the commissioners at the panel's annual meeting next month.
The governing body tasked with protecting the Pacific halibut stocks will hold its annual meeting late next month in Victoria, British Columbia. The International Pacific Halibut Commission is made up of commissioners representing the U.S. and Canada, and the commission makes harvest recommendations that are then referred to the governments of the U.S. and Canada. Another responsibility of the IPHC is to do research on the halibut stocks in the North Pacific. At the interim meeting last month, staff with the commission outlined the research conducted this year and the research proposed for 2011. One of the research efforts addressed at that interim meeting was the coastwide program launched in 2009 to collect oceanographic data at each survey station using a tool called a water column profiler. Under questioning from commissioners, IPHC Executive Director Bruce Lehman remarked that the data from the profilers is used to help put together the annual halibut stock assessment.
There's two uses of it. First one is looking at water column properties and part of our ongoing thing, looking at issues such as catchability. The other thing is to further refine our understanding.
Basically, the water column profilers collect data from the over 1,000 stations that are fished to assess the halibut stocks in the North Pacific. Yet another ongoing IPHC research project involves putting video recorders on specific commercial longliners. Bruce Lehman says many captains were reluctant to allow electronic monitoring of their catch.
We didn't get as much cooperation from industry in the deployment of these things as we were expecting.
The IPHC staff is proposing four new research efforts for 2011, including the use of some different tagging technology and expanding the genetic work that has been done on the halibut stocks. Lehman says the genetic work basically expands on genetic work that has been done the past couple of years.
It looks as though there is a sex-specific marker in the genes of halibut, which is a bit unusual in fish. The way we presently do our stock assessments, we have what we call a split-sex model. So we do the assessment on each sex separately. But in order to do to partition the catch into different sexes, we have to use it's a fairly complicated process of looking at the sex ratio of particular sizes and ages of fish on our survey, and then looking at the size and age composition of the catch and estimating the sex composition through that sort of secondary approach.
Another proposed research project is to expand the survey conducted in Area 2A off the coast of Oregon and Washington. Bruce Lehman notes that the fourth research project involves testing different baits to catch halibut as part of the annual assessment of the stock. Lehman says the standard bait used is getting expensive.
We have been using number 2 semi-brake chum salmon since we expanded the survey in 1996, and the problem is that is rapidly getting just far too expensive for us to use. A lot of the salmons now, which were bait quality before, are now being processed, particularly in overseas markets, for human consumption. So we need to look at something that for which we can have sort of a guarantee of supply and which will have a lower price over the long term. So we're looking at testing pollock, pink salmon, and herring against our standard chum salmon bait next year.
The proposals for new research projects will be taken up during the budget discussions at the IPHC annual meeting coming up in late January. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.